A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
On today's episode, we'll be talking all things true romance.
We bust some myths on your favourite romantic films.
And you'll find out why I think Bridget Jones got away with absolute murder. You put one man's meat is another man's poison. Put him in your mouth and suck him.
Absolutely not.
Cool. Brexit.
I just love the backstabbing and the bitching.
I like small boobs. I like big boobs. I like all boobs.
I like boobs. Courtney. Yeah. Hi, I'm Courtney.
Guys, we've got a huge favour to ask you all.
Yeah, we took the mick out of people saying, subscribe to my channel last week. But that's exactly what we're asking you to do. Please subscribe because it actually means a hell of a lot for this podcast. And if you do, we'll show you what Ross looks like.
If you want to see Ross's sexy schmush, hit subscribe now. Shabba. Hello and welcome to The Therapy Crouch with me, Abby Clancy.
And me, Peter Crouch.
And you?
Ross Pitt.
Pitt, that's a hell of a surname.
Armpit.
Apart from Brad.
Cess Pitt.
Courtney. I used to play a lad called Courtney Pitt.
Courtney Pitt?
Good lad.
I like the name Courtney for a guy.
Ugh, no.
I do.
Courtney. Yeah. Don't even like Courtney for a girl.
Feels a bit American, doesn't it? Mm. Courtney. Yeah. Hi, I'm Courtney.
What the class Cali accent there.
Pete, you sound like you should be on the Kardashians.
Yeah. Hey guys, I'm Courtney.
I'm impressed.
You sound like a white chick. I love that movie.
Oh, I haven't seen White Chicks for ages. I used to
love that film. Watched it the other day, didn't we? Mm. Like the kids kind of got off and we were being having like howling.
It's not a kids movie though.
Not really, is it?
It's definitely not.
No, it's not, is it?
No.
Now, speaking of kids, why have you regressed? You know, we got that PlayStation for Christmas. Mm. It's actually my weekly wine.
Oh, straight in.
Straight in. Peter has now taken up FIFA again.
It's a social event, though. You know, it's not like I'm not...
Social event?
Yeah, I'm not sitting there on my own in a dark room playing FIFA. I'm
You're like sitting there on your own in a light room?
No, when the lads come around, it's like I'm playing a two-player game. And I found myself kind of really reliving my teenage years.
I just heard you say, oh, fuck off, Doku. What are you doing, lad? This is what I'm like walking past my playroom hearing. You know, that I should walk past to the sound of children giggling and playing, not like a 42-year-old man in there swearing at a TV screen at teenage footballers.
Yeah. It got aggressive. Well, I let John beat Liverpool and I was City and it was a tense battle. I ended up winning on pens. It's a great standard of football, but the penalties were left a lot to be desired.
They certainly did.
I didn't know how to do it. You're not actually doing anything.
Yeah.
It's the game.
You enjoyed yourself. I found it funny.
You enjoyed yourself, exactly right.
Pete was hiding his remote control when they were taking pens, so like John couldn't see what way he was going to dive.
But then like,
Pete didn't know any of the buttons for the pens. So like the fucking keeper was just standing still anyway.
Yeah, but you know what? I was threatening though, wasn't I? Yeah. And he put them over, didn't he?
You won,
like,
to be fair.
When you were in work the other day and I had to get Spider-Man to crawl up a wall and I was pressing every single button and none of them worked. Yeah, I am just not.
A nightmare because obviously for Christmas we got a new PlayStation and we're into it now. And
no, we're not.
We are a bit. I'm trying to get the boys.
I'm not.
No, you're not. No, we are. Me and the kids.
Mm.
With this Spider-Man one, like you have to. It takes ages to find what you need to do. It's a great game though. Once you get it.
Mm. I used to have Spider-Man on the PS2. That was a great game.
Yeah, it's a very good game. Are you all right? Okay.
Just
a few gamers out there.
Yeah.
Catch me on Twitch.
What's that? What is that?
It's not.
Is that like a date?
Just what us gamers like.
Yeah.
Is that a dating gaming app?
So we chat.
That's exactly what it is.
Is it?
No, I think it's like where you stream your
You play
your
a game
stuff.
And then people watch you play a game.
People watch you play and all that. So I'm going to set one up. But holla, slide into DMs if you want me to set up like a Twitch. You can watch me game.
Spider-Man.
Remember last week we were talking about how kind of tech savvy we are. Mm. Well, I'm thinking about setting up a gaming kind of community.
Make sure you got your Scott leads.
As long as I've got a Scott lead, I'll be fine.
I just think this needs to be the end of this conversation.
No, I am joking. I don't think it's ever going to be. You don't have
obviously
to worry.
I want you to enjoy yourself.
No, it's when the lads come round, obviously, certainly you the boys who record this podcast, it's nice to go in the breaks, just go and play a quick match.
FIFA break!
You want to have a rebrand? It's FC24
now,
isn't it? It's not
FIFA. Yeah. It's all changed, isn't it?
Good, though.
FC24. That was so I used to like
it's quite realistic, though, to be
brilliant.
Fair. Klopp looks good on it.
They all do. It's great. The graphics have gone up a notch.
Since 1992 when I played last.
Yeah.
Yeah. GameCube.
Yeah.
Did you ever play games?
No. I think we had Donkey Kong, we had Gremlins, and the little black gremlin used to go up, you know, like, get him. But no.
I used to play Mario Kart with my sister. That was great. She used to sing this song that used to wind me up massively. You know, like, you just get aggressive, don't you? She used to go.
You do get aggressive
at games. Mario Kart. It's a very goody queen. I was like, it doesn't make any sense. It's not a song. And she goes, she invited me up. She keeps singing it. And if she baited me, I'll be fuming.
I mean, I didn't play that with in my house. Our Sean played it, but.
Yeah, you used to have Mario Kart on yours and your GameCube.
Mm. Do you know Mario Kart? We had, when I was playing for Stoke, we had eight of us. I think it's maximum of eight, isn't it? And you all played on the DS.
Yeah.
So when we're on the plane going to a match and there's like all different parts
what's
of the plane
DS?
Screaming.
Nintendo DS, it's like a handheld game.
Isn't that a Nintendo Switch?
That was the predecessor.
Yeah, the one before that. It was so good. And like Bojan was just unbelievable. You just couldn't get near him. Unreal he was. Just sliding like along. It was so good.
Bojan a character on this game?
Bojan used to play for Barcelona. He was a Champions League winner.
Demon on the Nintendo DS.
Yeah. I thought he was like
one of the
Luigi's brother or something. Isn't the tomato thing the mushroom called Bojani?
Toad.
Yeah.
Oh well, fun and games. My weekly wine. It's just along the lines of you. Like, we're always rushing. This is my problem. Like, you know, even when we're not in a rush, we're in a rush. I don't get it. You know, like we're going to be late. And like for what? We're organising a fun day out.
We're going on a walk.
Yeah. My kind of wine or just advice really is just slow it down.
Yeah, but not everyone is you.
Let's get there when like we're getting to an event that we've planned for fun.
Telling you this. If everyone had your theory, the world wouldn't go round.
No, but it'd also be a lot less stressful, wouldn't it? Because you'd just be like, right, we've planned a fun event.
The reason
we're
your life is not stressful is because you don't do anything. Like, I do it all.
She's got you there.
Like, literally.
Well, nothing.
It's like no stress.
I don't do anything.
It's like, because you're not doing all the stuff that I do, which is stressful.
Listen, I just think it'd be, if you just went, you know, we're not going to be late for the event that we've planned that's going to be fun. Let's make the journey fun as well.
Oh, shit. The other day, you said you are never going on a journey with me and the kids again in your life.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah,
I stand by that argument.
Just not, it's not that fun. No, I just think, listen, life's a journey. And if you don't enjoy the journey...
I do enjoy it.
What's the point?
I enjoy everything. Being in a rush does not quantify not enjoying the journey.
Well, like you've said, even in the past, like when you go into a restaurant, you always tell them like you're in a rush.
I'm hungry.
Every restaurant we've ever been, they must think, what on earth is going on? We sit there for 2.5 hours after we were in a rush. They must think, we got the food out in 3 minutes flat. So they spent 2.5 hours out of your coffee.
I know, Irish coffee.
Oh, I love an Irish coffee at the end of the meal.
So do I.
Oh, should we do some audience wines?
Yes.
All right, let's fire into these. Weekly wine, why are men so bad at doing jobs properly? Straight in. It's the usual theme. Asked him to put up a shelf. It's taken 6 months and it's wonky. Asked him to put up my gorgeous bespoke frames and they are not equally spaced. They look stupid. He's useless and he's fucked up my wall. I feel bad when I confront him because He only ever does jobs when I'm away for work, as he's scared of the reaction. Help.
Common theme, yet again.
Many useless.
Fucking leave him alone, I think. He's trying his best. He's putting up shelves. Is it? He's been to work and then he's putting up shelves and he's getting abused for it.
On a public platform as well.
This is a argument we don't have in our house because I don't ask Pete to do anything.
I wouldn't dare. Imagine if I did. Imagine if you went out and I went, I'm going to put these shelves up myself.
I Can said you to Pete, imagine? Like, even this morning, this is how useless Pete is. I'm like, Pete, can you go to the chemist and get Jack's inhalers? And he went, can you do me a list? Can you do me a list so I don't forget? I'm like,
inhalers.
There's one thing on the
Jack's
on
inhalers.
There's one, there's not a list. Well, no, it's no, one
a,
item.
There was a name, it was inhalers and a leg of lamb.
From the pharmacist?
From the butcher's next door.
Yeah, and a leg, you both, two things.
Says well for a leg of lamb. Hey, I just thought came there was be, doll.
In all,
just for men or whatever he uses for head and shoulders.
In all honesty, I thought there was going to be more to it.
Mm.
Like you were sending me out to shopping and I thought there was going to be more.
You did come home with a nice charcuterie board.
Mm, I very much enjoyed that.
For the whole podcast team.
That was very thoughtful of you.
Yeah, and that was off my own back. I mean, and like...
Back?
Yeah, I thought of that myself. You didn't say go out and get that. I said, you know what, that'd be nice.
That wasn't on your list.
Yeah, just went. So I basically went above and beyond. Like this guy, he's going above and beyond, and he's getting a grief for it.
I just think
usually words like useless and fucked up. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like it's not right.
She needs to get herself a little leader builder.
I can relate
she?
To that.
Yeah, but what my thing is he's trying, and she did say that
you
she
can't
doesn't...
keep using that excuse.
Yeah, but he's going to
stop trying.
He's got to stop trying, isn't
stop
he?
Stop trying and fucking succeed.
10 for effort, 2 for attainment.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? He's going to stop doing it, isn't he? Then it's going to cost them. And your job will be done correctly, but it's going to cost you.
That's okay.
Is it? Is it indeed?
Yeah.
All right.
No fighting in the house.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think he's gonna have to do that, isn't he? Because he's obviously not doing things right.
Okay, any more?
Yep. Sent in for fun, this says. Peter, sort your good lady out. I recently downloaded your pod and listened on a long-haul flight. Funny as hell, by the way. Got to the too tall lankytwat.com sketch. I'm 6'8" and also have to buy from tootall.com. How fucking sick do you get? Ooh, you're tall. What's the weather like? What size feet have you got? Is everything in proportion? I'm thinking of starting walking around saying, you're a fatty, you're fucking tiny and you've got little tits. Wow.
Look at them bee stings.
I travel to Asia a lot and I feel like Gulliver when I go there. People taking photos of me like I'm a freak. Keep up the great work. It's a proper funny podcast. Well, you've added to it there.
Gulliver. That's hilarious.
Gulliver. Yeah, I do get it. That does feel like you're allowed
to
say anything.
You've never been asked if you're in proportion.
No. Thank God.
I wouldn't have wanted to lie. No,
I'm totally out of proportion.
I don't think it's like, you know, people do feel like they can say what they like to tall people. But, you know, like I said, I think we've talked about this before, you know, it's seen as a good thing. So I think... I don't think you should start saying you're a fatty and
you've
you're fucking tiny. Small tits is a mad one. That is a mad one. Imagine you actually said that to someone.
I like small boobs. I like big boobs. I like all boobs.
I like them big.
I like them chunky. Yeah, it's, I don't know. You obviously can't say that. You know, people get upset, but I don't think people get upset about being
tall. Just think, go back to that old classic. That Flower said, if you can't say anything nice, don't say nothing at all. Or maybe Thumper said it. Thumper or Flower said it.
Who's Thumper and Flower?
Who's Thumper and Flower?
Are they joking? Reindeer?
No, they're in Bambi. It's a skunk and a rat bunny.
Yeah, correct.
If you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. I actually tweeted that to Piers Morgan once.
Yeah.
And he said something about you.
Mm.
And I just sent him that quote with the bunny and the skunk.
I think he was slightly like worried about that because he texted me as well and was like, can you tell Mrs. Crouch that I wasn't being serious?
Oh, it was all a bit of fun anyway. I was only playing, but
yeah, it was good.
He's all right, Pierce.
Yeah.
He said something about me being slow. And then I think I tweeted him saying, the saying about the tortoise and the hare.
Yeah. He's a big Arsenal fan, isn't he? Yeah,
yeah, he is. Boo. Yeah. all right, listen, mate, you hang in there. I know what it's like for you. It's tough being a small man. But we'll get through it. All right, hi guys. This isn't a wine, but hopefully a piece of tip-top advice.
Ooh, any advice, welcome.
Yeah, I heard you talking about slurping tea through a twirl on one of your recent episodes. Mm. Thought I'd get in touch with a potential game changer. My boyfriend put me onto this and it's revolutionised my life. Using a Cadbury's chocolate finger as a tea straw, you bite a little bit off each end and suck up to enjoy that chocolatey, biscuity tea tasting goodness. Of course, this could be potentially devastating impacts on getting bikini ready. So I do try and limit myself to a couple of teas per week. But no judgment here if you want to make it more regular. Cadbury's chocolate finger as a tea straw.
Yeah.
I could see that working, yeah. I can see that more than a twirl.
I always forget about them.
I know.
They're not in the biscuit section, are they?
They pop up around Crimbo, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they make a little guest appearance.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
But the chocolate on a chocolate finger doesn't taste like Cadbury's to me.
Something's amiss here.
Mm. Really?
Oh my God, did you notice that the McVitie's rich teas are darker now?
Yeah. What, since you told Jamie Lang that he needs to sort,
sort your biscuits out?
Sort your biscuits out, mate.
Sort your pale biscuits out.
Do you think he has?
I do.
Turn them up a bit.
What is your favourite biscuit?
I like those Viennese sandwiches.
Chocolate or cream?
Yeah, do you know which ones I mean?
Yeah, but with... You can get them with cream in or chocolate.
Yeah. I don't even know that. So just to bring you in line with what John said just off camera there, he said that it's impossible to burn a flake. He had a bet with someone in a pub and he's
What do you mean by burn?
Well, like melt a flake.
Melt or set it alight.
Well, it's all over the news that you can't burn a flake.
Slow news day. This just then.
News at 10.
News
apparently
just in.
You cannot
you
burn
cannot
a flake.
Melt a flake. That's nonsense, because I bought flakes the other day for the kids after school and they had them in the car and I said, you can't eat them in my car. But by the time we got home, they were all melted in their hands in the wrapper.
Melt it in your mouth.
Very good.
You can melt it because I dip them in tea and suck them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We're tackling the hard-hitting
subjects here. Can you burn a flake?
I know, but...
The news agents aren't doing this, are they?
Some people want a little bit of light nonsense.
Well, you're in the right place.
Fucking definitely the right place. If you want some light nonsense, fuck me. It's our middle name.
Let's cheers.
Don't rush it.
Stop playing FIFA. Silly boy.
You don't mind me playing FIFA. Just only when the lads come round, we have a bit of fun.
Still on the non-alcoholic Coronas?
Still on the non-alcoholic Coronas, yeah.
Going down well.
In a wine glass.
I just want my husband to be... just want him to get him in tip-top condition before we start getting on the ale.
Before we start hammering again. Yeah,
the preamble.
No, I'm choking. Oh, I actually have another wine. Your obsession with Traitors.
Are you watching Traitors?
My God,
it's
mate.
It's fucking unreal,
it's
isn't it?
It's a game changer for me. Yeah. I can't believe it. I think it's the best kind of reality show I've ever seen.
I think it's awful.
Oh my God.
I think it's terrible for mental health.
This could be the best thing I've ever seen.
Not best thing I've ever seen, best like reality kind of stuff. I just love the backstabbing and the bitching.
What series are you on?
I hate
anything. Only one. I've only done one.
I'll get to two. It's only just finished really, but it's unreal, mate.
I don't see the point in making people sad. Anxious, nervous, paranoid, self-conscious.
That's the point.
$100,000. It does all of those things.
I'd rather not be them things for $100,000.
But is it been like
a couple of weeks?
So, can you explain what Traitors actually is for people who don't know?
Yeah, they put like three traitors in a group, right? And you're either a faithful or you're a traitor, but no one knows who the traitors are.
Even the lingo they use, you're going to get murdered tonight.
Yeah. I know.
Imagine like they're probably sleep deprived. Imagine going to bed like thinking you're going to get murdered. Like, it's such a sick concept.
Well, yeah, it really is. But it's like when you see bad things have happened on the motorway, people look. It's like
it comes from a psychological study, you know, like a Swedish psychological study on how people with a small amount of people with knowledge can basically manipulate. A large group of people who don't have that knowledge. Yeah. It's a proper psychological thing.
Social experiment.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, yeah.
Yep, you can tell that. It's not.
Big Brother's even a bit like that. Not like that same psychological study, but it's a bit like, it's not just a fucking
go deep with it, can't you? Because it's also that kind of watching people, like when one person mentions their name and then they all kind of jump on it. It's like the herd mentality, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's obviously so prevalent in like politics and stuff now. Yeah. Everyone's like, if one person says something with a bit of influence, everyone's like, yeah, we're all about this now. And you can just change people's opinion.
Brexit.
Yeah, like Brexit.
just threw that in there.
We talked about
this.
It's
true, I think.
Yeah. We talked about
it. It is true.
You know when you haven't got a clue about politics, when Brexit was happening, it's like, well, a Brexit situation. And everyone goes, whoa, oh my God, you look really intelligent.
And you just go, Brexit.
Yeah, all you have to say is that, Brexit. And everyone goes, cool, he knows his stuff. And you actually don't say anything else. That was when it was all going on.
Cool.
Brexit.
I just can't talk about it anymore. No, the answer to that is say no more. Say no more.
That's like if someone asks you about Brexit, you've got a fucking clue what's going on, right? You go, okay, what do you think about Brexit? You go, don't get me started.
And then they actually, no, don't, seriously don't.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't.
Please don't.
Honestly, I can't even talk about it. As if you talk about it all the time at home.
It is interesting, politics, though.
See, it is, but you know what? Like, what I find with it, right? And we're not going to get into politics, not what we do here, but it's like, it's like you have to be so one side. You know, you can't be like, well, like, you know, you have to be like...
Can't sit on the fence.
It's tribal, isn't it?
If you're not one, you're the other. It's like, you can't just sit there. If you said...
There's enough politics going on in our road for me. Let's talk about politics at home as well.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move on. Should we get into the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason for this kind of episode today is, you know, when I was ill, you'd be watching all these, like, romantic films and stuff like that, like... And it felt like I was always in trouble by the end of it because I'd never lived up to, like, the main character's role. You know, like The Notebook, for instance, right? It's like, why don't you love me like that? And like, why don't you do that for me? Why don't you do, you know, and it's like,
let's just,
why do we have to compare?
So you want to like debunk some myths against, you know?
I don't think this would happen in real life. These are Hollywood films and they're...
The Notebook.
They're geared up for women, I think, to go, oh, isn't he gorgeous?
I know so many men who love The Notebook.
I like it. It's a good film. Really good film.
So he... built her dream house. She only mentioned this house once and what it wanted to look like.
What's this film? The Notebook?
The Notebook.
Seen her. No, never.
She's ran off, had an affair, was in the paper about to marry someone else. Meanwhile, he's building the dream home.
She's having an affair on him and he's building a house.
Yeah, she
didn't have an affair. They didn't move away.
They moved away. He didn't go, well, he went out with that girl for a bit, but she kind of...
Why did they split?
Because the mum took her away.
That was it.
Took her away from him.
And he wrote letters every single day and she hid them all.
You don't even text me what time you're coming home. You know, she mentioned this house once.
That's what I'm talking about.
And he's built...
exactly what I'm talking
he's
about.
He's built this house from memories. Took years building this white dream house with the blue shutters and a painting room for her. Like, can men love women that much?
You can't even get a donkey shed.
Exactly.
You can't even get a donkey shed.
Can you imagine, right? He's gone to those lengths, right?
Yeah.
She's shacked up with someone else.
I know.
Like, what, you know, what, that's why you wouldn't do it.
That's the like,
what if you just go, it just turns up, goes, oh, dope. Because that, you'd come in and go, that's fucking wonky.
Yeah.
Didn't want those curtains.
What the fuck's that tree in the corner?
That shit tree. So I wouldn't have painted them this colour. It's a lovely idea, but it's all wrong.
Well, if you would have listened to me, to my description, you should get it wrong.
I watched that PS I Love You the other day. Have you ever seen that? Gerard Butler and Rachel McAdams. And he knows he's going to die and he writes her all letters from beyond the grave telling her to move on. That was a class film.
Is it?
Tia Jekyll though. I don't get emotional but I cried.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was a comedy though.
I don't think so. No, yeah, PS I Love You. Yeah.
What did we watch the other day which is funny? Crazy Stupid Love. I love that.
What's that about?
It's about, it's Ryan Gosling and what's his...
Steve Carell, is it?
Steve Carell.
God. His wife cheats on him, Steve Carell. Yeah. And then he meets Ryan Gosling, who's like this
hunk,
suave
bachelor
player. And they form like a little bond. And Ryan Gosling ends up falling in love with his daughter.
Oh, no.
But yeah, it's a good film.
I love that.
It was good.
What were the... So what were the movies?
Pretty Woman. Wouldn't happen. Absolutely not. Certainly wouldn't be as, you know, romantic as it was.
Yeah, it's a bit creepy, Pretty Woman when you think about it, isn't it?
What? It is.
I think that about...
They just sex it off.
Indecent Proposal as well.
Yeah. We were speaking about that today. Indecent Mad. Proposal.
I haven't seen that.
Mad. He's Gere just literally like... Awesome. Richard Gere just offers like $1 million to like be with his wife. And he goes... Go on then.
Oh, I reckon most men would do that.
What? Surely
for
not.
$1 million.
No way. Would you?
Yeah.
Would you?
Keep her.
Keep her.
People do that for fun, for no money, Pete.
Do you think? Bit much. Yeah.
But I even think like Bridget Jones got away with murder.
What do you mean?
You know, she got pregnant.
Quote that. Bridget Jones got away with murder.
No, because she had two men in the mix to be the father of her child and didn't know. And they both, not one of them shouted at her. And they both wanted to stay in the picture and be the father to this baby.
Oh, was that number three? I've only really seen one and two. One and two are two of my favourite films.
Yeah, fantastic films. Lovely, fantastic. Like, but I was a bit like, that's not realistic. Is it?
She got away with it. Yeah. And she got out of that type prison awfully quick, I thought.
Shall I tell you another load of bollocks?
Go on.
Titanic.
No. God, Pete.
What are you going for on Titanic?
Oh,
I don't know.
That steamy sex in the car.
Oh, yeah.
What
is
wrong?
Oh, yeah. Sexual awakening.
Looking into the distance. Oh, yeah.
Everyone does that. Everyone does that.
Well,
about that scene.
Sex in the car.
With the love of your life. It's that eloping factor. Mm. Like when you're supposed to, you're with someone else, you're about to get married, and then you see the love of your life, and you need, it's that.
He was a nod, though, wasn't he? Fella she was marrying. And obviously, she's just met someone who's fun and swept her off her feet.
I don't think it was fun.
What, they
had loads of fun together, didn't they? They were down the bottom and they were having a big dance.
They had one night out together.
It wasn't fun.
Yeah, I wouldn't describe Leonardo as fun.
How would you describe him then?
Steve Carell's fun.
Yeah. He was fun in that. He had a bit about him,
didn't
he?
No, he wasn't fun. He was romantic. He was sketching her.
They were running around the ship. They were having the dance
on
it.
Around the ship
laugh.
Once.
He swept her off.
It's only a friggin' 2-hour movie. What do you want? Like fucking 15 nights out? The ship sank after about 2 weeks up. Come on.
No, but it's like, I wouldn't describe it having fun.
They
it was
white
true
people.
Love.
She had a miserable time with him then. She had a really boring time with him.
It was deeper than fun.
Well, obviously, but she had a bit of fun as well.
They had a full connection.
They had a bit of slap and tickle. That looked quite fun.
A little bit of fun.
Imagine.
They had some fun.
How romantic, put this big diamond necklace on and let me draw you.
Well, if I came, for instance, no. Right, we're debunking right here, right? I come home from work, right? I'm going, get naked, put that necklace on and I'll draw you. You fucking pervert.
Oh, I'd love that.
You'd love that.
Get that right, fleece dressing gown off. I've got an evening plug.
You can vouch for this, right? Tonight, I want to draw you.
No, because you can't
naked.
Draw.
I want to draw you naked.
No, you're not drawing me naked.
On. Why not?
Well, if you buy me a necklace, then romantic. You can.
You said it's amazingly romantic.
It is because he's like, oh, when he's talking about the woman's hands, I just love hands and, all the detail. Like he's a spiritual, deep.
I love your hands.
You don't love my hands?
I adore your hands. It's stunning.
You've never said you like my hands.
It's your feet I've got a problem with.
Yeah. You said to me before, oh, how big is your toe?
No, I can't talk even most muscles.
No, I do a beautiful portrait of you from the knees up. It'd be awesome.
Cut my knees off. I haven't got great knees either, actually. Actually, don't do me from the waist up.
Just did a headshot from behind.
Keep your kit off, though.
Get all the gear off, though.
I'm sure you get all the detail in the fleece dressing gown.
I get all the detail in the fleece. And the Rosie Huntington.
Yeah.
can't believe you think Titanic's a load of bollocks.
No, I'm joking. It's a great film. It's
the bollocks
fantastic.
Side of it, though, is more of like, as if she'd go for it in real life, the little pauper on third deck and she's in first class.
Yeah, but I think they do, because he's...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
She's in a relationship that she hates and the mum's forced it on her. And then, you know, someone who's
you can't
not
put a price on true love. You'd rather be sitting in a tent or with someone you love and want to be with than in a mansion with someone you hate.
Would there be...
Golden cage.
And if they look like Leonardo DiCaprio as well.
Yeah, obviously helps, doesn't it? Especially in that film.
In that film, yeah. God, he looks like a child in that though now.
When you look at him now, yeah.
God.
Well, you must have been young.
I remember crying watching that because I loved him so much.
Not because of the terrible loss of life. I was crying because I loved him.
I wanted
so.
Her to die at the end, not him.
You bitch.
I know, but I was thinking, imagine if, you know, she died and then Jack's single. Jack's single with a £2 million diamond in his pocket.
Do you know there was a real passenger who died on the Titanic called Jack Dawson? It's the most visited Titanic grave.
Really?
Well, obviously.
But they didn't know. It was just coincidence. And then they found out after.
What? It was a coincidence?
No way.
Yeah, way. Yeah, way.
Yeah, way. No, that's...
100%.
Bullshit.
Google that, kids.
That's debunked. That's clever marketing.
Yeah. Great soundtrack as well.
That was number one for 7 weeks, huh?
Yeah, well, rightly so.
Celine.
Oh, Celine.
What is it? I Will Always Love You. No.
No. Heart Will Go On.
Oh, yeah. Far, wherever you are. And I know.
I'm saving this when I sing it with Luke Evans. I want to sing it with you. It
will go on.
Round of applause.
You're a mix of two songs together.
Is that not the same? That's the song, isn't it?
No, my heart will go on and on. Do, do, do,
do. Romeo and Juliet is another one with DiCaprio. Did you write this list? Did you write this list?
Which one?
Romeo and Juliet, Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah.
Another this is right up your film.
Right up your alley, this, isn't it?
No, I think for me it's more about, like, you know, how to lose a guy in 10 days as well. That's a good one.
With Romeo and Juliet, does love at first sight exist? Is that a thing? If you see someone across the bar, you go, I love you.
Yes. I'd say yes.
No.
Absolutely not.
Someone could look gorgeous and you think, oh, she's a bit of me, yeah? And then you meet them and they're an absolute knob. That happens all the time.
You've got to know them, surely. I think you go, quah. I can see myself with her. You know, 100%. You know, I do that all the time. That happens to me all the time.
What's that noise?
Quah.
P You're on thin ice, huh?
Hold on a minute.
Have you ever seen that film?
You just said you wanted Kate Winslet to die so you could get with Jack. And I've just gone core.
I don't want Kate Winslet to die. I want Rose to die. Not Kate.
Rose,
I love Kate.
Rose friggin' lasted forever. Telling a story at the end.
Little minx as well, she was.
She was cheeky, yeah.
Giving all the juicy details.
Little
harlot. Mm. Now I do believe in love at first sight.
Yeah. It's a nice thing to believe in.
Well, soulmate then. Would you say soulmate?
I would say that, yeah.
I think you can meet someone once and go, that, wow, I think this could be the person.
Have you ever felt that way?
When I met you?
That's a lie.
Well, it's not a lie, but it's like...
It's a white lie.
We were pissed in a nightclub and I met you and I needed to, once I met you and we went on a first date and I got to know you, that was when I went 100%, like, I could see myself. First date. That's what I mean. I feel like love at first sight, like just you caught her eye across the bar. Yeah. But you need to then
meet. Like a race car.
No, you need to meet them, I think.
Shave it across the bar.
Such a badass superstar. Body like a race car.
Your favourite album of all time, isn't
love
it?
That tune.
I love
Big
that.
Big fan of that. About Time, not heard this one. Do you know this film?
Yeah.
About Time. Tim and Mary's first significant encounter occurs at a dinner experience in a completely pitch black restaurant. Tim and Mary get to know each other and start falling in love without the distractions of appearance.
I know.
Thoughts?
Is that the one with Blake Lively?
Don't know. This reminds me of Ross, in all honesty, because lots of people getting in touch about Ross and his voice and how sexy they think he is, but no one's ever seen him.
Cheers,
Do you not know? Yeah.
But that's what I mean. People can form.
Could you fall in love with someone through voice, through conversation?
Yeah,
definitely. What's George Michael?
Everyone fell in love with it. With his voice. You know, people...
Yeah, but everyone knew what he looked like.
You can see what he looks like, but people fall in love with a voice is what I mean. Fall in love.
Not like a singing voice. I'm talking about like a personality, you know, fall in love with that, with the person.
Yeah.
Like if I sang like George Michael, I reckon I have a few people fall in love with me. Mm. Got a great voice. But like, I'm talking about as a personality, you sit there and like, for instance, in a dark restaurant.
Have you seen that show, Love is Blind? That TV show, it's not a film, but it's like basically you it's a dating show, but like there's like
in
a screen
black.
Between you. No, not pitch black, like there's just like a screen so you can't see.
That's blind date.
Literally it's like blind date. Then you do a speed, you do like make all the people and then decide.
It's not called Love is Blind, it's called Love in the Dark.
No, it's called Love is, they're not in the dark, it's Love is Blind.
There is, they are. I've seen it.
Well, they're in the dark till they meet them, aren't they?
I'm pissed off this non-alcoholic beer.
Got the giggles now.
Yeah.
No, it's called Love in the Dark.
There's a show called Love. It's like the number one show on Netflix.
It's excruciating. Who cares what it's called? The premise is, can you fall in love with someone without seeing them?
Yeah, but it's like a long distance relationship.
What happens if you reveal the person that you love and he's got like three noses?
Why didn't you say he's ugly?
I don't know. I wanted to be dramatic.
No, I think...
Does that matter?
I think if you fall deeply in love with someone for their personality, I don't think looks are the be-all and end-all. I genuinely believe that.
But is there... You know, there has to be some sort of attraction, do you think? I think.
Not really. Imagine, because if you're blind, for example, you can never see your partner, can you?
Yeah, but you ain't got much choice, have you?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I'm just saying if you've got all the options, you would pick...
Yeah, I'd like to see what I'm going for. Yeah,
yeah, you would pick.
Yeah, but one man's meat is another man's poison.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
One man's meat is another man's poison.
Well, I might think is beautiful, you might not.
Yeah, but it's like Shallow Hal, isn't it? You know, like Shallow Hal, he saw the beauty
from within.
From within, and he saw it. So
is that when he sees all the girls and they're like massively overweight? Is it that one?
They're all like. No, he sees all. He's danced with all these girls, but he sees them as
fat ones.
Yeah, exactly right. And his mates go, "What are you dancing with all those monsters for last night?"
Yeah,
but they're all hot, but horrible on the inside. So he's called Shallow Hal because he was a shallow guy.
Yeah.
So you'd only date hot girls. Mm. So we met this hypnotist in the lift, and he changed that and said, "You're going to see the beauty from within. But his friend obviously hadn't been hypnotized. So when Shal was dancing with all these
ugly girls. All these monsters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they're beautiful people.
Beautiful people. He saw them as the hottest thing on earth because he was seeing the beauty from within.
I get you.
Yeah,
and vice versa.
I think I have seen it years ago.
Fabulous film.
A top-notch film, that. I loved that film.
He's called Jack Black, isn't he?
I loved. Jack Black, The Holiday. You could easily fall in love with Jack Black.
What are you saying? Externally, you wouldn't fancy him?
Yeah.
I seen him do a flip the other day. You wouldn't think Jack Black would do a flip. Backflip or front flip?
I really thought you were saying he flipped out. He got angry.
Oh, no.
I couldn't imagine that.
He flipped his lid.
Yeah. I want that Can't Live Without You love.
Right here, baby.
As I said, I want that.
Yeah. Like in the... Do you not think that's real then?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's obviously a film. You know what I mean? It's like that kind of... You know, plays into, I think, what women obviously are striving for. And I think, you know, we try and give you that as much as I possibly can. You know that I love you. Try and make it be romantic. But unfortunately, it's just never going to be as good as Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic. It's just not.
I've heard he's not that romantic in real life.
Well, he doesn't sound it, to be fair.
He gets a boat, Leo.
Yeah, I doubt he'd be that romantic, no.
He doesn't need to be, though, does he?
Fucking hell. Really?
No, in his status, I mean, not. I don't think, not in the...
He doesn't need to be, though, does he?
He can fucking chuck me all day.
you know what I mean? It's always like kissing in the rain. Like, I look horrific in the rain. You know, it's like, you know, when they're always like snogging in the rain, it looks amazing and like so passionate and romantic. You know, they do it on The Notebook, that it starts raining,
it's
they're on the boat.
It's like there's no care.
How to lose a guy in 10 days.
Bridget Jones?
It's snowing. Snow with, no pants on. But it's that snog in the rain that just a lot of women strive for that, I think.
Do they? Well, so what we've taken out of this podcast is I'm going to draw you naked tonight. We can post that on our socials. And then I'm going to go outside when it's pissed down and give you a kiss. We'll see how we get on.
Tune in next week, kids.
Yeah, but they've always got like a little white vest on that goes slightly see-through and the hair's like strategically placed in strands and you look like hot and it's like a good snog sesh.
Yeah, I'd like to try that.
I'd like to try that.
All right, let's do it then.
What's your favourite snog scene out of a movie? Like Jerry Maguire was a bit of a sad love story. It's just screaming at the telly, like just to ditch him.
I haven't seen Jerry Maguire.
What?
I know. Well, I don't know. Were we talking about that today, actually? Is that with Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Is he Dustin Hoffman? Oh, no, that's Raymond, isn't it?
Cuba Gooding Jr., Tom Cruise,
Bridget Jones.
Genius, isn't it?
What's her name?
Renny Zellweger. Is he like a genius, isn't it?
No,
he's an agent, football agent.
He's a what?
He's a football agent.
Oh, okay.
And he gets fired from his job.
Shut up. It's a classic.
Is it?
Like it's one of the best films of all time.
Is it, to be fair?
Top notch.
I like Tom Cruise.
And she leaves with him, leaves the workplace with him, sets up and she's got a little boy in.
I was in a bar once. Oh. I heard Cuba Gooding Jr. was there, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't. No one said anything, obviously. He just let him crack on. And he started doing it. So obviously left him alone for hours. And then all of a sudden I just heard that line in the film, show me the money, show me the money. And I was like, no way is he doing that. Looked over and he was actually doing it. Sounds like a lie. You were there, John. You can vouch for it. Can't believe it. It was amazing.
Where were you?
We were in a trendy London bar. Where I go with all my cool mates.
So are you telling me... Are you telling me no men look at a film and go, I want that romance. I want that relationship. I want to be snogged in the rain.
I'd like someone who loves me. You know what I mean? But I don't go, I want that romance so much.
So what film... You know, like so many women watch a film and go, oh, I want a Richard Gere. I want a Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh, I don't know if I'm setting myself up to fall here. Maggie's woman. Is there no kind of relationship in a movie that you want? Or you go, oh, I'd love my wife to do that.
I don't know. I don't really look at that.
I don't think so.
Don't think there's anything, like there's no romance where I go, oh God, I just wish I had that. We are different species.
When Thingy built the house, I was like, oh my God, imagine if a man did that. Like listen to me, built the dream house while I was away, potentially gonna marry someone else, Has there never been a movie scene where you...
That's like, because it's all geared up to kind of like for the woman to feel special. Do you know what I mean? So like, I can't think of a film where a girl's gone, you know, I've organised a golf trip for you to go to Sawgrass and, you know, you're going to have a great time. Or like, there's no one kind of like, there's no...
You are a fucking...
There's nothing been geared up for a... No, what no
about
woman
you have
has,
me at hello?
You bet the man's saying that to the woman. No,
no
woman...
She said it to him.
No, the Tom Cruise comes in. No. Oh yeah, she says...
He comes in and goes, hello, says a big speech and she goes, you had me at hello.
Yeah, that's a nice thing for her to say. But I don't think, oh God, I wish someone said that to me.
I quite like Up. That makes me feel quite nice. Have you seen that film? Mm. With the balloons, the house. Yeah, but the little montage at the start. They have a nice little life, don't
they? What did the cartoon dress?
Yeah. It's a Broadway Horizons. It's Jimmy McGuire.
They have a nice time, but then he's doing Shrek the nice thing for her again.
Up.
Yeah, because that was a couple who were together till they were old and then...
She died. Spoiler alert, sorry.
I'm not against, like, you know, romance is great. You want that as well, but I don't know. It's
romance
always,
is dead.
Always seems to be men making the girl feel special.
Not always, Pete.
Well, you name me a film where, a romantic film, where a girl has made the man feel special.
All the
famous scenes are like the
what
man.
What about when Rose ran back to Jack and said, come on, let's do it. We'll leave together.
We'll sink together.
When what happened?
No, when she...
She jumps off the lifeboat, doesn't she? She jumps back on the sinking ship.
Yeah.
She's right, a good metaphor.
Yeah.
She gets... He's chained up to the sinking room. She cuts the chain.
But if that was you, I wouldn't want you to do that. No? I wouldn't go, oh God, she loves me. I want you to go. Okay, should we get into the egg now?
Yes.
All right. Hi guys, love listening to the podcast. Me and the girls in work are all obsessed and love coming into work on a Wednesday so we can debrief all our favourite bits from the night before. Keep it up. This is a bit of a personal one, so please keep anon as I don't want the girls from work tweaking it's me. Although I'm hoping I can get their advice on this also when we have our Wednesday catch up. Basically, I'm worried that my boyfriend loves partying more than he loves me. That's probably a bit dramatic, but his late night boozing and drinking is starting to become a bit of a worry for me. I always knew he was a Jack the Lad, and it's definitely one of the reasons I was first attracted to him. However, after nearly 2 years together, he didn't show any signs of slowing down, and it's beginning to grate on me. He's out with his mates at least 3 times a week, when he normally takes a full day to recover, means that he's either drunk or hungover 6 days a week. I have definitely slowed down recently, and mainly keep it to one night over the weekend, or maximum 2 if it's a busy one. He also seems to be the one wanting to carry the night on and bring his friends back to ours for an after party, which when I have to be up for work the next morning really pisses me off. I don't want him to think I'm becoming a boring norma, although I do still love going out with him and our friend. But is it becoming a bit much and it's making me not as attracted to him? Do you guys have any advice on how I can subtly get him to change his ways without having World War III?
That's a tough one. When you're out of sync and not on the same page, I think, you know, luckily me and you have always been kind of on the same page when it comes to, you know, drinking and going out, isn't it? Haven't we?
Yeah, but like when we're out together, if I'm out with, say, the lads.
Yeah.
I don't think I take the piss, do I?
Actually, you do, yeah.
Do I?
Yeah.
Then?
Like you are late. You do come home late and you do not, well, you do not, ignore my text.
It's not 2-3 a.m, is it?
No.
It's like 11.
And you do bring all your friends back from the golf club.
I think you'd rather have
week.
My friends back. I think you'd rather have my friends back here than me go somewhere else.
If I don't think you should be doing that, 42.
You can't have a few friends back from golf, after golf.
Yeah, but why can't you just say, oh, I've had a great day. That's enough.
Yeah, but that's never the case, is it? That's rich coming from you, isn't it?
What do you mean?
What, you? Let's have one for the road.
Yeah, but that's only if...
we can't beat ourselves up. That's your famous quote.
Yeah, but that's only if we're in like a group.
Well, I'm in a group. That's what I'm saying. That's like... But like, listen, anyway, enough about us. He's going a bit strong there. I think 3 times a week with the lads in a relationship. Probably a bit too much.
I agree. A bit much, innit?
Mm.
And I want to be in his corner here, help him out, but I think you've got to rein that in a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. It's just not sustainable.
No.
And then she'll get the best, she'll get the worst version of him.
That's what she's saying. He's hung over half the week, essentially, isn't he?
Yeah. You know what I mean? So she needs to say something. And I don't think not drinking every night makes you a boring person.
No,
not at all, no.
Do you know what I mean?
I think part of being in a relationship is the fact that you don't actually have to do that either. Like, possibly some of the best parts of being in a relationship is like not having to go out and still having fun. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. Nice you had an internal yawn there.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Like, that's a good thing. So like, sometimes you go, I can stay in and not be lonely.
Yeah.
You know, whereas if you're on your own, you're like, oh, might as well go out with the lads. Mm. And then you feel hungover and it's a vicious cycle. But I think having a girlfriend, it's quite nice to stay in, isn't it?
Mm.
And then you feel fresh next day, and there's pros and cons to both.
She should just book up his calendar like what Abby does with you, so he hasn't got...
Are you messing? I do not
every
do
day
that.
Of the week, just have a booked up fun activities, not involving booze.
I do not do that, but I should.
Give you an idea.
Yeah. Have you got no spare days though?
No. Anyway, I just think, yeah, I think I'm with you.
I think
you.
She needs to confront him and just say, look...
Got to rein this in a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
and if
I don't mind
if
you going out, it's not three times a week.
If he kicks up a fuss, then...
And to be honest, she's going out once or twice a week anyway on the weekend. Like, you can still then go out and have a bevy. It's not like she wants to be in.
No,
teetotal, not doing any fun stuff. She sounds like she goes out and have a bevy.
She says he's out with his mates at least three times a week. Yeah. That's like standard. Pretty heavy duty, that. All right, let's move on. How can I get my partner to stop being an absolute slob? My partner is an absolute scruff and I'm on the verge of walking out. I was always brought up as a bit of a clean freak, so I accept the fact... I can be a bit high maintenance some of the time, although never in a million years would I admit this to his face. However, I would easily say my boyfriend creates 90% of the mess and chaos that goes in our flat and seems more than happy just to wallow in his own filth watching shite TV all weekend, knowing that the cleaning fairy will be home any minute to sort it out.
I think that's it. I think she's hit the nail on the head. I'd just leave it. I'd leave him to it.
Crisp packets, clothes, shoes, tea rims on the coffee table, Deliveroo boxes, you name it, he does not give a fuck. It has gone to the point now where I dread ever inviting friends or family back to mine. If we're out and about, in case they think we are something off the Beverly Hillbillies, I have made inquiries to our local GP about the associated costs of getting that sofa surgically removed from his back, and they didn't sound too impressed either.
See, I think that's the bigger picture. I think that says a lot about a person in general. If you can wallow in your own filth and, you know, how can you, has he got any get up and go in real life?
Even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not for me. You know, my phobia is germs and dirt.
Well, that sounds like he's going a bit overboard there, I think, with the, you know, just like leaving Deliveroo boxes and whatever.
It sounds like he's had someone tidy him after his whole life, like his mum or his girlfriend or something like that, doesn't he?
Mm.
Like you said, it's just not happening.
But
it's
you're not,
it's bad mannered.
I'm not your mother. It's a respect thing, isn't it?
You're going to end up resenting him
as well.
It's
bad mannered, but it also doesn't, if he's doing this now at a younger person, what's he going to be like as he gets older?
Yeah, I mean, it's only going to get worse if you keep doing it. But if you stop doing it, it might give him a kick up the arse.
Even a dog doesn't go the loo in his own bed.
What?
He's not shitting himself.
You know what I mean? They keep their area. They keep their own area clean.
Oh, right.
That's what I mean.
Sorry.
They keep their pen clean.
They keep their shit in his own bed.
This man's disgusting. Mad with this fella.
I can't go to sleep until the kitchen's clean and my room's clean. I can't go to bed in a day. Like, obviously we'll have like piles of... So if I'm packing now, I've got like piles of clothes ready, but it's all completely organised. But there's no wrappers and cups and...
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. If you left me here for a couple of days, like you wouldn't come home to like shit everywhere, would you? Okay, last one here. Hey, Abby and Pete, love the podcast. Thank you for always making me giggle on the weekend when I have a chance to sit down and catch up with you guys. My agony app isn't super serious, so please feel free to have some fun with this. But also, it's starting to give me a bit of an ick. Following on from Pete's new career as a content creator, I thought I would name and shame my boyfriend Andrew, or Drew, as he's now trying to reinvent himself.
Oh,
as.
My God.
Oh, my God. That's an ick already, isn't it?
Droop.
Who is... He's also fancying himself as a content creator these days, although I could think of a couple of better words to use those initials for. Not only do I have the sheer embarrassment of him trying to capture every moment of our lives on camera, no matter how mundane, and sharing it with his followers, I also have to bite my tongue with some of the absolute nonsense that's coming out of his when communicating to his fans. He loves making out we have a fitness and wellness lifestyle. Amazing. Oh my God. Lover of fresh Sundays with my one and all round health is wealth type vibes. This seems to go out the window most weekends, however, when his friends invite him out to watch the rugby and he stays out till all hours only to wake up in the morning with a face like a dog licking piss off a nettle. Incredible. His latest biggest cringe thing is the absolute outrageous use of face tuning and filters he puts on any Instagram post.
Can we look at this guy?
He really isn't a bad looking guy at all, so why he feels the need to do this is beyond me. But he puts these filters on which make him look like a 15-year-old girl. Abby, as someone living a shared experience as me, how do you cope? Georgina, please don't compare me to your fella.
To Drew.
To Drew.
Drew and P. Droopy.
Droopy.
Droopy. Amazing. Yeah, get in touch with me.
I think it's more of an ick when a guy in the relationship is doing all of that stuff. Yeah. I don't know. It shouldn't be.
But it is.
But it is.
Oh, God. Like,
if you're both into it together and you're doing it as a couple thing, maybe even individually.
Where do you start? You're in the same vibe. Like, where do you start with all this? If you do want to be like a, you know, whatever it is.
Don't ask me. I can't even.
No, I'm saying if you did, like, people are out there being really successful at being like, you know, YouTubers or whatever, or like social media. What influencers are saying, right? But like, people are doing, like, where do you start? Like, you've got to start somewhere, haven't you?
Yeah, but it's only alien to us because we're older and it's not our thing.
I just think if somehow I started going like, you know, I know we mentioned the content creation stuff, right? But if I started going like, hey guys, you know, and started doing the TikToks and stuff like that, you just think I was a knob, surely.
You'd be getting binned.
It's the fake lifestyle for me. Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, yeah. Like, he's probably at home eating a McDonald's the next day, being hungover from his bender.
Doing a wellness.
And then health as well.
Class.
Oh, it's
but the thing
so
is,
funny.
There is so many opportunities in that world for people. People probably think, why not? Let me give it a go.
You've got to respect the hustle as well, haven't you? To be
having a go at it, isn't it? But it is cringe for Georgina. Yeah,
it's the face.
Yeah,
she
looks like a 15-year-old girl. 15.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
It's his mates, I think, that have to help him here. Like, yeah. You know.
We've got quite a few friends, female friends with cringy boyfriends.
Yeah, we do.
We just embrace.
Yeah. You got to respect it. Like, they're all out. Everyone's themselves. Do what you've got to do.
Different strokes for different folks.
But once for Georgina, I do think that would be embarrassing for her. I can see why that's making her feel a bit.
She might be a little bit jealous as well if he's got like a legion of fans. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think he has.
Can't we look at him?
Drew.
Ross, can't we find him?
I'll try and dig him out.
Yeah, we need to find this guy.
Drew.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
And check out his license.
Drew. I can't believe, why has he gone for Drew?
It's the worst.
I think Drew. Andy's worse than Drew.
No, Drew's horrible. Drew is just drippy, melty.
I think you just got to go for Andrew, haven't you? Like,
And
yeah.
Andy?
Ando.
Is that what your mate Anders called, Andrew?
No, he's Anderson, his surname's Anderson. Listen, Georgina, try not to throw up, but you know, he's trying to do what he's doing.
It's kind of cute as well.
I can see where she's coming from. All right.
I enjoyed that. I want you to be a bit more romantic, though.
Oh, but you've said this loads of times. I thought I was doing better. You know, I've been doing better.
No, give me one example of you doing better. Seriously,
you said he'd give you a poem for Valentine's.
Yeah, my poem. The poems are back.
Poem on Valentine's
surprised you. You know, like,
it's what?
Lots of good stuff. You haven't behaved. You haven't kept up your end of the bargain.
What was my end of the bargain?
Be slightly nice to me at some stage.
Stop griefing me.
Stop shouting at me.
Shut up. God.
There you go. That, like don't that. You be Stop that.
Don't be tinging me with that brush.
All right, then. Well, listen, the kids will be home from school now, so we must run.
We must.
Mustn't we?
No, I think no, when you were talking about role playing. Yeah, we should do like the snog in the rain and the.
Yeah.
I'll let you go next time we're in that water park underwater, like Jack.
Oh, yeah, like. Love.
No nurse's outfit.
No nurse's outfit.
Why not?
Why?
For me.
I'll buy you one.
nurse crouch coming through.
I could be the doctor.
Can we wrap this up? This gets weird.
I know.
It's getting weird.
Stop looking at me.
Why?
Get that red outro.
Just sign it off.
Outro.
Adios.
Peace.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.